Wisconsin's counties are supposed to get people with developmental disabilities into the housing settings that give them the most freedom possible. But the question is, how much money should be spent to achieve that? Around the state, many people with disabilities are on long waiting lists to find appropriate housing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled on a case from Dunn County. A 56-year-old woman with developmental disabilities was put in a health care center, but she could have had more freedom at another site. County officials, though, said that would cost too much. But the court said counties have to make a find-and-fund effort. In other words, to look for an ideal home for people with developmental disabilities, and then look for ways to pay for it. Andy Phillips represented the Wisconsin Counties Association, which filed a friend of the court brief in the case. He says before 1995, the law did require counties to keep spending and spending.
And the counties fought very hard in the legislature to attempt to try to place some sort of fiscal cap on their responsibility. And in 1995, WISAC 92, they thought they got that cap. Despite the language of that hard cap, the court still reads into that statute a requirement that the county investigate into other funding sources, which is a bit disappointing.
Phillips says many counties are low on money these days. In this case, the county ended up finding medical assistance money to support placing the woman in a better housing situation, and the county's lawyer says the cost of her current community setting is actually quite low. But advocates are hoping this ruling will ensure counties at least make an effort to find good housing for people with disabilities. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.